بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. جس جگہ آج قاہرہ آباد ہے وہاں کوئی ہی شہر موجود نہ تھا، بلکہ ایک فوجی قلعہ تھا جو حملہ کوروں کی پیش قدمی کو روکنے کے لیے بنایا گیا تھا. حضرت عمر بن عاص رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ اور ان کے رفقاء مصر کے چند ابتدائی علاقے فتح کرنے کے لیے بعد اس قلعہ کا محاصرہ کیا ہے. Which is known today as Cairo or Qahira. In the early time, in the age of the Sahaba, it was just a barren desert. There was nothing there. There was only one fortress. The Christian garrison was stationed there. It was right in the desert there to intercept any armies coming, any armies marching that way. So Amr bin As رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ was a senior Sahabi during the Khilafat of Hazrat Umar رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ. He conquered Egypt and he was appointed the governor also. So he with a group of the Sahaba, they laid siege to this fort. محاصرہ چھ مہینے جاری رہا. The siege lasted for 6 months. For 6 months, he laid siege to his fortress. محاصرہ چھ مہینہ رہا. اس قلعہ پر حملہ کرنے کے لیے حضرت عمر بن عاص رضی اللہ عنہ نے ایک بڑا خیمہ قلعے کے سامنے نصب فرمایا تھا. At the time when he laid siege to this fort, then in front of it, near to it, he had put up a huge tent for himself and for the army. A huge tent he had put up there. Pesh Kadmi ka irada farmaya to us khayme ka ukhar kar saath le jana chaha. Lekin jab ukharne ke liye آگے بڑھے تو دیکھا کہ خیمہ کے اوپر کی جانب ایک کبوتری نے انڈے دے رکھے ہیں اور ان پر بیٹھتی ہے. When it was now time for him to dismantle the tent, he wants to advance and move ahead, then he discovered that on the tent there, one side, a pigeon had laid eggs, and the pigeon was sitting on the eggs. خیمے اکارنے سے یہ انڈے ضائع ہو جاتے ہیں. اس لیے حضرت عمر بن عاص رضی اللہ عنہ نے فرمایا کہ اس کبوتری نے ہمارے خیمے میں پناہ لی ہے، اس لیے اس خیمے کو اس وقت تک باقی رکھو جب تک یہ بچے پیدا ہو کر اڑنے کے قابل نہ ہو جائے. چنانچہ خیمہ باقی رکھا گیا. Then حضرت عمر بن عاص رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ said that this pigeon has taken refuge in this tent of mine. Taken refuge. So this tent has to remain here until the chickens are hatched. And chicks are hatched and they are able to fly away. So he went ahead and he left a group of soldiers there to guard the tent and to take care of the pigeon, and they remained there until the chicks were big enough to fly away. So from this we understand the thing that nothing is insignificant. Firstly is the concern, the care for the makhluk of Allah Ta'ala, these great people, the closer they are unto Allah Ta'ala, the more concern they have for the creation of Allah Ta'ala. Nothing is was insignificant for them. Everything of Allah Ta'ala. They say, okay, there is great attachment between the makhluk of Allah Ta'ala and Allah Ta'ala. There's importance for everything. Nothing in Allah Ta'ala's creation has been created for no reason. Just in idle sport, there's a reason for everything. Once one person, one learned person, he was looking at them, the worms eating in the feces. This person, he was wondering, he was looking at the feces. He was a professor, and he was looking and was wondering why Allah Ta'ala create these worms, what function they perform, why he created this type of worms. Yet that a criticism came up in his heart. After some time, he became blind. The professor became blind. And he remained blind for a long while. And once in that town where he was, a Hakim passed by who was an expert eye doctor, eye physician. And when he came, then he asked to be treated. The physician treated him, and after a few days he regained his sight. He was extremely happy. And then he asked the Hakim to explain to him what remedy that he used, what type of medicine was it that cured his blindness. Then the Hakim explained to him, the remedy was that I make a powder out of the worms that eat feces. In those worms, there is the cure for blindness. From that he understood now that person, that Allah Ta'ala is the thing, makhluk. There is benefit in everything. Nothing is insignificant. Everything has got a ruh. A bird also has a ruh. One cannot ill-treat it or regard it, the thing, as insignificant. Maybe the birds have made a lot of nests in your yard, in your tree, and they're messing the place up. Can't just go and break down. Must only stay home there. And the eggs there, the chickens there, the children there. You have to wait until the eggs have been hatched and the birds can fly away. Then only you can now remove the redundant nest. So there are so many examples, I think, stories and anecdotes of the awliya to teach us, I think, the importance of Allah Ta'ala's makhluk. Hazrat Shibli rahmatullah alayhi was a murid of Hazrat Junayd Baghdadi rahmatullah alayhi. He was at one stage a governor. He abandoned the governorship and became the murid, I think, of Hazrat Junayd Baghdadi rahmatullah alayhi. Once he bought some wheat from a town and he was on a journey, and then when he reached his home in his village, when he opened the bale, when he opened the container of wheat, then he saw there was one worm, at least one ant, one small ant, and as he opened, the ant was running wildly in the wheat. So immediately Hazrat Shibli rahmatullah, he thought, this ant now is overcome with grief, alone, and is searching, must be searching for its mate, or for its children, for its what, anything. It was night time, he closed that parcel up again, and he couldn't sleep, he couldn't rest, because so much he worried, he had now, he was sad now. When the end, first thing in the morning, he set off again on the journey back to the town. It took him a couple of days. When he reached there, he went into that shop and he opened that parcel up. the fire and open up, and the ant walked out from the parcel. So then he felt happy and he returned again. So from this also we understand the thing, how important this is. A Muslim's life, a Mu'min's life, is not just here to come to earn and eat and enjoy yourself and completely oblivious of the akhirat. So these are all acts there too, which build your akhirat up. Salah is also made concern for others, tawazu, and comes into a person, humility, when you are concerned with the makhluk of Allah Ta'ala. A Muslim, we should never be selfish, just think of yourself, your own family, and regard the others, you just discard them. That is not the way of the mu'mineen.